Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon, welcome along. It's Grimmy here on Radio 1. Hiya. In for Scott Mills today until 7 o'clock. Stirred a bit of Kasabian. Thank you to Gregory for the last couple of hours on Radio 1. We almost ruined the start of this show then. I was very busy on my computer, friend requesting Becky. And then I was like, oh God, 19 seconds! And had to run back. But we saved it. I think a very smooth start to the show today. We've got a big show today. We're going to do some innuendo bingo a little bit later on. I like that, Becky, you've made the note there, story/talky bit.
Yeah.
So we might do a talky bit in between two records. Be quite novel, wouldn't it? Loads of people tweeted me saying I talked too much yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk too much or talk too much about Martin Roberts from Home Under the Hammer?
Oh my God. We can't talk about him today.
Okay,
I'm going to say his name a maximum of four times today.
Okay.
So Martin Roberts yesterday, tortured. We really, really tortured. He is the star of Homes Under the Hammer, which I watched yesterday. And the reason that I watched it yesterday was because my friend's here from New York, and I was like, oh, I love this show. And he's like, what is it? And I was like, oh, sit down, it's really good. And he's like, is this the show, or is the show on after this? I was like, no, this is it. He's like, this show sucks. I was like, all right, there's no explosions and gorillas climbing up big buildings with women, but it's pretty exciting. I like Homes Under the Hammer. So we thought yesterday we'd get the star of Holmes and Another Hammer, Martin Roberts, on. Yeah, that's two times. We'd get him on the show. And it was quite a success, actually, wasn't it? We didn't even plan at the start of the show that we'd get him on. He just sent in 13 text messages.
And he'd been ringing the phone.
Yeah, like ringing that number that you ring to get through to the studio. So we finally got him on yesterday, and he was very excited. He did destroy the way that BBC Radio 1 is run. He suggested we get more people on the lines or better phones or something. All right, MR. That's not another one. I'd say full name. But it was a success, I think. My mum emailed me, which my mum never does, actually. Like, if, for example, on Monday, I spoke to my dad, and I was saying, oh, Britney's on the show later. Oh, okay. Andrew, like, does not care. Like, just moves on. I'm like, I'm interviewing Beyonce on Saturday. Oh, you know Jane, she's just having her kitchen cabinet shoot. Like, does not care. Today, I got an email from my mum going, oh, Martin Roberts on the show. What a coup. A fantastic show yesterday. Thank you, Mum. So, a little bit later on, we have an actual pop star in the studio. We're going to be joined by Cher Lloyd. She's going to be here at, 5 o'clock? She'll be about 5. I'm looking forward to having Cher Lloyd in. I met her once in a shop, and she asked directions to another shop, and then I gave him and then that was that.
What, you met in like a totally un-celebrity way?
Yeah, well, I was just in a shop.
Just like one random asking another random the way to the bank?
Yeah, I was in a shop because it was my friend's shop that she worked in, and she had to go somewhere, so I said I'd work at the shop for the hour that she had to go. Probably the bosses don't know that. And I was sat there, and then Cher Lloyd came in, and I was like, oh my God, Cher Lloyd. And then she said, do you know where such a shop is? And I said, yeah, go out there, go on Oxford Street, do a left.
So she's going to think you've done well good for yourself, because the last time she saw you, were a sales assistant.
Really quick
and now you're
as well.
Doing, like, drive time.
Now you're on drive time 2 weeks later. That's crazy. Yeah, so I met her then, and then I met her at a party the other day. And I said hello to her then, and I said, you're coming on Scott's show, aren't you? She's like, yeah. And I was like, I'm doing it. And she's like, ah, okay. So she'll be in a little bit later on. Don't think she's that bothered. She's thinking, why is that man from the shop doing... Yeah. Where's Scott Mills? So she's going to be in, excuse me, about 5 o'clock, which I'm very much looking forward to. She's bringing in her brand new record that no one else in the world has heard. We're going to get the first play of it today. It was such big news, it was even in the paper today. In the actual Sun, it said Cher Lloyd's new single, Hear It From 4, with Scott Mills. Not Scott Mills, but same thing still.
The guy from the shop.
Yeah, the guy from the shop who used to serve Cher Lloyd. So last night after the show, I had a bit of dinner with Annie Mack because she's looking after my show 10 till midnight every single night. Well, not every night. Not Fridays and Saturdays, but Sunday to Thursdays. Whilst I'm doing this, she's looking after my show for night time. So we were like, well, let's go for a bit of dinner. Like, she gets in at about 7, I leave at 7. She says, I'll just push the work back, we'll have a nice bit of dinner. So I went for a bit of dinner with Annie Mack, and then it ended up being quite a weird dinner party. really weird mix of people.
Who else was there?
Everyone weird in life. Like, do you want to play a quick game?
Go on.
Let me do this.
Are we going to play Guess Who?
Yeah, let's play Guess Who. I'll do a little description. Where will I find my little Scott? Here we go. We like this music. I'm obsessed with just using this music and thinking of ideas why we can use this. Love. Okay. Becky, try and guess who was at dinner with me and Annie Mac last night. Now, basically, this is because Annie invited one of her friends, who is a pop star, and then he's got lots of weird friends from different pockets of society.
Right.
So that's why it happened. We don't roll with this crew every day.
Okay. Can I have a clue to the person, Annie's friend?
Yeah. He don't feel like dancing.
Oh, Jake Shears.
Correct.
That was the easiest clue ever.
I know, but do you want me to make it tougher? So it's me, Annie Mac and Jake Shears. Who else does Jake Shears, off of Scissor Sisters, invite along to dinner? I'll give you a clue. He's a chameleon.
Boy George?
Actual Boy George, off of the 80s. So this is quite a crew.
Did you know these were coming?
No, I didn't know that they were coming. And I ran into someone upstairs who's had a little baby who was in the same restaurant. So I went and chatted to the baby first. So I was expecting to go round the corner to just, you know, a small table of me and Annie. Big, long table. I was like, who the hell's coming? She's like, well, Jake Shears and Boy George, of course. There's more. Also there, one man from a duo who wants to give you a bear hug.
One bear. Off of Two Bears.
Raff Daddy from Two Bears.
Did you get a bear hug?
I didn't. Oh, I did get a bear hug, actually.
He doesn't talk like that in real life, does he?
Oi, I love the pasta. I want to order a Chablis.
I would find it really freaky if he was like that in real life.
That's what he's like.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got something wrong with his voice, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll check the chicken palliard.
No, it's not like that.
Chicken what?
I don't know.
That's well posh.
Palliard, I don't know. Someone had it last night. I've never heard of it. Apparently it's chicken with a salad on top. And to add to the weird mix, oh, there's two more actually. One's not that weird, but the other one's amazing. He doesn't have that much money, but he wants to go surfing.
Am I going to know this person? I'm not getting it from the clues. If it's that easy.
You met them yesterday.
Oh, your friend from the back of the studio. Yes. Him off the drums. See, I don't know the new music.
You don't know the new music.
No.
Jamie Kiss Kiss, as you said. But finally, who else did Annie Mac invite to the weird dinner last night? How can I describe her? There was two of them. They were quite aggressive about bras in the late 90s, early 2000s. What they know what not to wear.
Oh, God, which one is it? Is it the tall one or the shorter one?
I don't know, because there's only one of them.
Was it Trini or Susanna?
Trini! Oh, no, it was Susanna!
What a weird combo.
What a weird dinner.
But I love it. Was it good?
It was fun, actually.
Do they all get on, like, together?
Yeah, well, I think they're all friends, and I was just sort of barged in. What a weird life. Annie Mac leads, eh?
I thought she was, like, really uber cool.
No, she hangs out with Boy George, Jake Shears, Johnny off the drums, Trini and Susanna, and Arthur Two Bears. So last night that dinner was nice. Nice to see Annie Mac and hang out with her. And then I sort of gate-crashed her show last night. But I thought it's kind of my show as well. Like, I wouldn't mind if Scott came in now and had a little chat. Quite like it. So I thought I'd do that. However, I did miss Great British Bake Off.
Oh!
I know! All annoyed.
Did you not watch it this morning?
No. I don't think it's recorded.
Oh.
After I play it and then get one of them leads you were talking about. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. It was good.
Was it a good one? What were they doing? What was the...
They did a... Oh, what was it?
Oh, it's a chocolate roulade.
They also did a croque en bouche or something, which looked like a bit... To me, it just looked like a massive pile of profiteroles with lots of spun sugar on it.
Uh-huh. My friend messaged me last night saying... No, I'd not, because my friend Fifi messaged me last night saying, croque en bouche. And I was like, I didn't know what that was.
No.
I thought it was a new band or something.
But they were all collapsing.
Oh, no. What a nightmare. Should have used super glue. Mary Berry wouldn't like that.
She does have lovely finger, like, she always has her nails painted. Well, nice.
Mary Berry?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I've got to go for dinner tonight as well, Becky.
Have you?
It's quite exciting because night's off. Usually I'm just in Radio 1 in the office upstairs, you know, just relentlessly working hard. You know me.
So you've got, like, a year's worth of dinners in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Seriously. I've got a dinner tonight, which is quite a weird thing. I've never really been to a thing like this before. It's like a magazine are having a party, so they have like a dinner before it, which is quite a fancy. It's, you know what it is? It's a bit Fern Cotton territory, isn't it? It's like proper. Guess who's going to the dinner? Because I was like, maybe I won't go because I'll catch up on Great British Bake Off.
What magazine is it? Is it Love It or...
Yeah, it's Take a Break Dinner.
Is it?
No.
I would love it if you
went to that. Yeah, Take a Break Dinner. We're all going around the editor's house with pot noodles.
You're in the Loose Women.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. But the dinner, actual One Direction are going.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What, on your table?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just like a table. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to look 45. Really old and puffy.
What are you going to do to your hair?
I don't know. We've got hair issues. Because before, when I went out for a little snack, as you well know, Becky, I made you and Mel, who works on the show, come to the hairdressers to try and persuade a hairdresser to come and cut my hair during Newsbeat.
I was like, I'm not being funny, but is this actually happening? Me and Mel were just sat there like, is he actually trying to go going to random hairdressers?
No, it's only over the road.
Yeah, but you can't ask a hairdresser. Who do you think you are?
But it's not like...
But it's not. Do you know who I am? Come and cut it during
Newsbeat. It's not a restyle. Just to like, literally, just I think I could do it.
Yeah, but how many people, like, can you imagine if I was just to phone up and go, yeah, can you come to the office? I've got lunch 1:15 to 2.
It's a bit Nana. You know, like Nanas get people around their house to cut their hair in the kitchen.
Oh, I was thinking it was more showbiz, but actually, yeah, it's a Nan thing, isn't it, to get your hair cut?
Well, there's
in
a fine line. I've done this before on Twitter, Nana or pop star. It's a fine line.
Yeah.
You know, like they both have their hair cut in the kitchen, Nana and pop star. Both need out crossing the road, Nana and pop star. Don't like going upstairs. There's so many similarities.
I never thought about it like that.
We could play that game later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share Lloyd's in. We'll see how Nana she is. And how pop star she is. But yeah, One Direction tonight. So we need to sort my hair out.
We need total gossip tomorrow then.
Yeah, totes gossip. What they are, how they at it. Yeah. Maybe I'll try and snake some like sneaky pictures for heat.
Yes.
Because you get 200 quid. So maybe if I did like all of them, you're looking at a nice grand there.
They don't give it. Well, you have to get them in one.
Oh,
do you can't do like they're not going to pay
do
£1,000.
No, one a week.
I thought you meant like you know individual.
No, for the next 5 weeks. Be nice, little sneaky ones. I mean, they'd never come on Radio 1 again, but I'd be a grand up. So, Wretch 3-2 on Radio 1. A lot of people have been on to say that they're having their hair cut at home, so they're not grandmas. Shell 21, definitely no granny. So I'm not a granny, Becky. I brought a granny, actually, didn't I?
Yeah, you said you were a granny. I said you were too showbiz.
Oh, God, I'm doing a Martin Roberts. Arguing with myself.
That was your fourth time.
So oh, I can't say it.
Can't mention
no.
it anymore.
Got 2.5 hours to go. Good luck. So our guest has arrived. Cher Lloyd, of pop star super fame, has arrived. She's in the building. We're going to get her on the radio just after 5, shall we? She's nice and punctual. I like an early pop star. I like that. Full marks from me. Yeah, 2 thumbs up from me for Cher Lloyd. Now, last time Cher came in to see Scott Mills, Becky, do you do this for everyone or are you obsessed with Cher Lloyd?
Well, it was...
Becky's obsessed with Cher Lloyd.
No, it was She's a big interview for her.
Okay, so you've collated everything that happened last time that she was here
Just
with Scott.
Just some notes so that you knew what they talked about.
Okay, well, last time she said she had a nice time and would come back.
So she has.
Last time she said she stays in touch with One Direction. We'll find out. She discussed the idea of buying a chicken outfit to use a disguise. No chicken outfit today. She said she says the word pigeons when she feels a bit nervous. In what way?
Just pigeons.
Just to like warm up the voice?
No,
pigeons,
I don't think...
Pigeons.
No, just if she gets like nervous.
Oh, pigeons.
Ask her about it.
Okay, I will. Don't know I'm asking you about it. So no big deal, Becky. Everyone relax. The actual Britney Spears just tweeted us. Well, when I say us, I mean me. Not you, me. Isn't that weird?
What did she say?
She said, had so much fun doing this interview on Radio 1 with Grimmers. Had so much fun doing this interview on Radio 1. Grimmers is hilarious. Brit. So.
How are you feeling about that?
Quite excited. I feel like we're best friends.
You're playing it very cool because off air, you ran round for the whole of
Timbaland. No!
Just you're buzzing through to Cher going, oh my God, Britney Spears.
Cher, I can introduce you to Britney if you want. Me, you go around Britney's later. We're all best friends. We can do it.
What are you going to reply?
What should I say? Well, let's do it. Well, do you know what?
You've totally forgotten about Cheryl Cole.
Forgot about Cheryl tweeting yesterday. Who needs Cheryl? Should I tweet her? Britney, I mean.
Don't do it now.
Oh, why?
If she's only just tweeted you, it's leave really it a few minutes. Way
yeah,
too deep.
Wait till about
3 days, Matt.
Wait till after this trail.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We thought we'd go down to Stupid Street. I love Stupid Street. And because London Fashion Week is on at the moment, pretty much every street in London is Stupid Street. We thought we'd go down to ask some people out there who they are wearing, because as we were talking about with Chris Smith off of the news the other night, I was watching E! News when they're like on the red carpet at the Oscars or the Emmys or the Grammys, and they don't say, oh, that's a nice dress, where did you get that? It's, who are you wearing? Which is weird, right? Is that just me that thinks that's weird, or do
no,
you think that's
weird? No, you don't say that in real
who
life,
who are you,
do you
wearing?
Yeah.
It's not a thing, is it?
No.
No. So we thought we'd go down to Stupid Street and ask, who are you wearing? But it turned out they were so stupid, they didn't know what we were talking about. So we had to change it a little bit. Hello, is that Karishma?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I'm at Leeds Uni. I'm a fresher and I'm just sitting in my room right now.
Ah, Freshers Week. That's a nice, calm, relaxing week.
Not really.
Not really. How has it been going for you, Freshers Week?
It's been great.
Yeah? Have you been doing lots of planning your syllabus and getting all the books in and doing everything that I did when I went to Freshers Week?
Not quite.
No?
Not quite.
Bit of partying, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, how much? What's the ratio of sort of partying to work?
100% partying.
Okay, good. 100% partying, zero work. But have you made loads of new friends?
Yeah,
loads. Ah, that's good. I love Freshers Week. I think, you know when people say, like, school's the best time of your life? I don't think it is. Yeah. I think Freshers Week is.
Yeah.
School's boring because you have to go home and have your mum and dad shout at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Freshers Week, you can just go out at four and get drunk. But don't do that, Krishna. She's like, oh, God, he's got a scoop. So we're going to go down to Stupid Street and hopefully win some Scott Mills points. Do you have any already? Do you have any Scott Mills points?
No.
Okay, so today you need to clear up.
Yeah.
Because if you want that spice rack, you need the points. And I know that every fresher needs a good spice rack.
Yep.
For all that home cooking. I don't even know what that means. So we're going to go down. We were going to ask the people of Stupid Street, who are you wearing? And we did do that, but they're so stupid down there, they didn't know what we meant. So instead we asked them, whose fashion or whose style do you admire? Who do you think the people of Stupid Street admire sartorially?
Okay.
Who do you think? Who do you admire? Is there anyone out there who's like, oh, they wear lovely coats?
Not really. I've never really thought about it, but
no?
I think they would say Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. People might say that, yeah. Lady
Whose
Gaga.
Style do you admire?
Do I admire?
Yeah.
I kind of like, I don't know. I got asked this question today and I had no idea what to say. So I said Edward Scissorhands. Because I just like his hair. And I like that kind of look.
The sort of goth.
Yeah. And Keith Richards off of Rolling Stones. Sort of craggy, dirty people. Joe Wiley. I'm joking. I'm joking. Whose style do you admire, Becky?
Oh, I don't know.
I love admire. Like, oh, I really admire how they got sent free
bags.
They'll
say people like Fern.
Oh, yeah,
Cotton,
Fern, she wears nice things.
How many guesses are we allowed each? Just one. I'm going to say Fern Cotton.
You're going to say Fern Cotton. You're saying Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
But they're stupid, so they won't say Fern Cotton. I might say, who do you think they admire?
I'm going to say Bill Turnbull.
Who's Bill Turnbull?
He's on BBC Breakfast.
Oh, Bill, I've met Bill, yeah. I went on to talk about Edinburgh last year. Me and Scott were meant to go, but Scott never went.
Oh, then why doesn't that surprise me?
I don't know, but I went on. And then I met him, and he was really nice on the telly. And then when I went to the pictures once, I sat next to him, and he snubbed.
Who are you saying?
I might say Dermot O'Leary. Just because I'm thinking of someone who's always on the telly, and they'll think of Dermot O'Leary with his roll necks and his bouncer's jackets. I'm going to say him. Okay, so we're going to go down to Stupid Street, Krishma.
Yeah.
Let's up the ante, because I want 1,000 Scott Mills points.
Okay.
So 100 points if you get any of these right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got Lady Gaga, Bill Turnbull, or Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah.
I like pin-up styles, so Katy Perry, Dita Fontes.
Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. He's the guy that I like the way he dresses. It's nice and casual. but it's still got a bit of style about it.
Florence and the Machine, I think, yeah.
She's quite
I really
cool.
like
Florence
yeah, like
well. She, yeah, she's fun. Yeah.
I like the a lot of styles like Megan Fox. She's like really hot, you know, and sexy, so her clothes are really tight and everything.
In respect to fashion, I was actually looking in Cheryl Cole. She launched this new shoes fashion thing. But I do admire Beyonce.
Oh, I can't remember her name, but she was going to play... Oh, what is her name? I don't know. Sorry. Completely gone out of my head. The one that was going to play Carrie in the new Sex and the City. She went out with Leonardo DiCaprio recently. What's her name? You don't know, do you? No.
What, famous? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I like the Essex look. Obviously, I'm from Essex, so the Essex look. It's a bit like Mark Wright, I suppose, or Joey Essex.
I quite like people with, you know, their own style. I like Alexa Chung. I think she's quite cool. You know, Kate Moss is the obvious choice.
Jennifer Lopez or like this person. They're wearing very good, really. Or Tom Cruise, for example. I watched his films, lots of films. I like it. Also, actor... playing in the James Bond film.
Daniel Craig?
Yes, exactly, exactly. He's my favorite person. Also, Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan! Meg Ryan! Not made a public appearance in 1996. Karishma?
Yeah.
Oh God, Stupid Street was good today. So they said Megan Fox because it's tight, the Essex look, that one who's in that film, who's playing that woman off of Sex and the City, Tom Cruise, Daniel Craig, and Meg Ryan. So you said Lady Gaga, we had Bill Turnbull and Dermot O'Leary. No points for any of us today.
Oh.
No points whatsoever. Maybe they should do Stupid Street Fashion Week. That would be amazing. Get a catwalk on there, get some stars. Amazing. We could come live from there. A la Gemma Kearney off of One Extra. Stupid Street Fashion Week.
With Meg Ryan.
Karishma, thank you so much for playing along.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of Freshers Week. What's the plan for tonight?
Tonight there's a school disco.
Oh, God. Just so left school. Don't go back to school.
Up.
You're going to go as what?
I'm going to go dressed up in school uniform and stuff.
But you've just left school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to remember the days.
Yeah, got to remember May. And thanks, Karishma.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's that time. Our guest is here. Actual Cher Lloyd is in the studio.
Actual.
Actual Cher Lloyd. Not a fake one. The real one. Hi.
Oh, hello.
You all right?
Really good, thanks. Are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Sorry that we made you wait for ages.
No, it's fine. I got here really early.
I know, eager.
It's quite embarrassing, actually.
Yeah,
so
really
I'm super,
early.
I'm super excited, so I just want to turn up like half an hour
I know, I
early.
Felt really bad. I was like trying to scrap things.
No, I quite like it here because it just feels very like, you know, real.
Yeah?
I'm here.
Yeah, what is it like turning up at Radio 1? Because there's proper fans outside for you.
I know. Yeah, yeah. It gets a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't forget that you can...
Listen, watch,
share. You can watch... you can watch us on the website bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's all streamed. Give them a wave. I think this is your camera. This one may be over here. Is that your one? Oh, no, it's that one.
Where
this
am one I here, looking?
Right there.
Oh, that's right
it.
In my face.
I know. Look at me. Look at me on this telly. Look, I look about 1,000. Look at me on
you
there.
Can see it. You
1,000 years old. Look at that air.
I'll
do this
air.
Like this. Do you? No, I'd better like that, Cher. Look at that. What a con. Giving me a radio job and then filming it. Look horrible. So talk me through your day, Cher Lloyd, because I imagine...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, what's the life of a pop star?
Well, I get up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get to watch Jezza Kyle.
I watched it this morning.
Did you? I only watched a little tiny bit.
I watched a little bit of it.
Quite good.
It was a good one today. He wasn't
quite
in the
good.
Studio. He was like, you know, and he changed his lives. He was doing that.
Oh, I don't like those ones.
Why?
I would switch off if it's an out of the studio.
Well, do you just, you two just like an argument?
Well, it's hilarious, isn't it, really? It just gives you just like an, I don't know, it's just really funny.
It's a good start.
It tickles me.
What do you have
it?
For your breakfast when you're watching
My
Jeremy
breakfast,
Kyle?
Toast mm-hmm. and Marmite or peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I had the unhealthiest breakfast in life today. Pancakes, bacon.
Oh, I would
syrup.
Have loved that.
I know. Gross, though. Not good at like 9 a.m. as your first thing. Do you ever have an average day? Because it's not like you get up and go to like the office, do a bit of typing. I imagine it's sort of everywhere.
Yeah, it changes from day to day. Mm-hmm. I love my lazy days.
What happens on a shareload lazy day?
A lazy day. Yeah. Get up about 12.
12?
Yeah, because it's a lazy day.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything.
That's
good.
Just
get all your sleep that you missed out on.
For the last 6 weeks of promo. Yeah.
Exactly. So chill out. Get your duvet, get on the sofa and just eat all day.
What do you eat all day? What do you have?
My favourite crisps are knickknacks. You know, the orange packet.
Love a knickknack.
And I do like the odd biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff like that. Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Really?
No.
What is it about it?
Well, I don't think I'd ever had it till literally about 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. What's it meant to taste like?
That's actually a good point, because I don't know...
I don't know what it is.
What it is.
I don't
Because
like
it's
it.
Not Coke, is it?
No.
It's not
I don't
anything.
Know. I have no
know
idea
what
it is. I don't know what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe we should find out.
We'll find out.
This is quite...
What the hell's Dr. Pepper? 81199. Would you drink it if it was like, it's cat's urine?
Oh.
Would you carry on drinking it?
It's not.
Do you know
no, it's not. Before I get a letter from Dr. Pepper's lawyer. It's not.
Yeah, no.
So when you have not a lazy day, I imagine you have to work quite hard as a pop star.
Yeah. Quite a lot of things to do. I love doing shoots, though, photo shoots.
Do you? Because I hate that.
They make me laugh.
Yeah?
Like, I really have a good time because I just prat around and the pictures they get are useless half the time. But
that's nice. You just ruin a photographer's day.
No, they like, do a big smile and I pull the funniest face and they're like, oh.
Not that.
It makes it fun. I hate being so serious. Mm-hmm. I'm just not about being serious.
No, you can't
Definitely
be. I can't
not.
Be. You're young and good pop star. You can't be all serious. I saw, actually, we're talking about serious. I saw a nice picture of you. Is it in Wonderland magazine that were all quite serious?
Oh. That was very serious.
Very serious.
That was like my main ever first photo shoot. I didn't know what I was doing.
Uh-huh. So what is it like then when you walk onto a set of a photo shoot, having never done it? What happens?
Like, everything is very serious. Mm-hmm. And like, people are like, would you like a cup of tea? Or would you like this? Or would you like that? And you're treated like the best thing ever. And it's so odd. Because you feel like saying, come on, you know, just be...
I'll make the tea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll get on with it. And, you know, you sit down, have your hair and your makeup done. It's quite shocking, actually.
Yeah.
And when I look back on the pictures, I'm like, is that actually me?
Do they ever different. Do they ever do anything that you don't want to do? Like, do they ever say, put this pumpkin suit on? It's really ironic.
Yeah, like...
It's really Milan.
It's on trend.
Yeah.
Well, that has happened to me a few times, but you've just got to sort of, like, you've got to compromise. You've got to say, like... Okay, so if I wear this for one of the photos, could I possibly wear this for another one?
That's good. Sometimes when I do the telly and I do a link and they go, which I've wrote, they're like, that's good, but can we do it the scripted way as well? So it's like the reverse of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas you get the choices. They're like, no, do it as it says. Do it there. So what is, as well as doing shoots, what do you think the best thing is about being an actual pop star?
Best thing?
Mm-hmm.
Being in a studio.
What, making music?
Making music, because you get to shut the whole world out and get to work properly on something that... Because it's quite odd, because being, you know, an artist, a recording artist, sometimes people can lose track that you're actually, you know, you're an artist and you're here for the music.
Yeah.
So that's the best part for me, is just getting in and just doing the thing that I love to do.
Yeah, and you can just do your work then and prove yourself when you're in
there.
Get
on with it without all the... You know, crazy stuff that goes on around you.
Yeah, or the celebrity stuff.
Or the celeb
on.
Stuff.
When you go into the studio to do a record, is what happens? Because I was with, yesterday, I went for dinner with Annie Mack off of Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
And she brought along Jake Shears off of Scissor Sisters. And he was saying, like, he's in the studio with producers, but for just 2 days. So they're making a record just for 2 days. But I say, what happens if you go in and you're like, got no ideas? Does that happen?
No.
Or, like, not in the mood?
Well, there's been a few times where I'd had a really not very good morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just like, oh, I've got no like I've got nothing to inspire me.
Yeah, like knick knacks. No, that don't
work. No, it doesn't work.
No, so, I love a kind of little. No,
it sometimes it gets really hard. You struggle a little bit. Uh-huh. You just got to crack on. You got to think. Right, I've got to do this. I've got fans that are waiting for some music. I can't sit on my bum, can I?
Watching Jeremy Kyle having knick knacks.
How awful!
Can't do that.
Oh, you're making me feel really guilty
on Twitter. Soz fans. I'm having some knick knacks. It'll be done when it's done. But you have a brand new song that you have created.
Do.
Which I'm desperate to say, I've not heard it.
I'm really, really excited.
Because
about
I could
it.
Have played it before, but I thought we'd all listen to it all together.
Oh, that's
talk
nice.
To me about your brand new record.
Well, basically, I really, really enjoyed performing this song. It was done by Max Martin, mm-hmm. which is quite a mega thing uh-huh. for me because, like, you know, it's a big deal. And it's very, very different to the first single.
Okay.
Very different. And it's got a feature on it. And it's so funny because there's a part in the feature uh-huh. that actually explains kind of why he's on the track.
Okay. Who's on the
Mike
track?
Mike Posner is on the track.
Mike Posner?
And if you remember...
You did Mike Posner at Judge's
and
Houses.
I absolutely ruined it.
Yeah, but you're ill.
Yeah, I know, but that's no excuse.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I really...
Adele's ill. She's not doing it.
I know, but I had to do it.
Yeah, you did have to do it.
And it was awful.
Yeah, but you know when someone's ill and you can hear it and they're like, oh, I was, I'm ready to sing, it was, Cheryl.
It was definitely one of those moments when I was just like, oh, mm-hmm. no, why
what,
me?
What did you think when you had that voice, like, going into that room? Because obviously you knew before
I
then
knew
that
I
you couldn't...
I was going to sound rubbish.
Yeah. So was that not a panic walking down
oh,
that?
Yeah.
And massive staircase as
massive
well.
Staircase.
Quite a long walk to yeah. Will.i.am and Cheryl.
I was sort of speaking to the producer saying, is there no way I could just... I just want to leave because it's going to be so embarrassing for me. Like, it's going to ruin everything. But I just got on with it and things worked out okay.
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that song that you did.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Do you know what? I'd love to do it again. But now that I'm well.
Yeah, you could live lunch, maybe.
Hey!
We could do it. So this time last year, we should probably talk about this. You were probably going to Judge's Houses round about now.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you remember of that time, going to Cheryl's house? Well, it wasn't Cheryl's house, was it?
No.
It was just like her residence at the time.
A big
it was weird, that room,
massive.
Wasn't it? With that tree in it.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like a tree inside.
I remember
inside.
The tree, and I was sort of like,
why is that there?
They've grown a tree.
Just for me, they've grown a tree. But what do you remember from that time of going into that audition? Because that was when it must have just been like, it's getting real now.
Yeah, it was. It's quite strange because I remember some of it, but some of it's a bit like blurry. Because some of it I don't really want to remember, you know, the whole messing up thing uh-huh. and stuff like that. But I'm so glad that I did it all and that it's kind of over now.
It's all over now. Were you quite gutted that the boys got to go to Australia and you went to, like, Essex or something?
I think we went to Surrey.
Surrey?
Surrey.
Why did you get Surrey and they got Australia?
I don't know.
Free holiday?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You've got to be grateful for what you're given,
yeah, you've
I
got,
suppose.
Yeah, you've still got
you've
through,
got to be
I
like,
guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Surrey!
Yeah, yay! Surrey, Cheryl's house with that weird tree in. And what was it like singing in front of Will.i.am? Because that's terrifying, like Will.i.am and Cheryl.
Yeah, he had the glasses on.
He had a
crazy outfit.
Those glasses. We had a picture of him in the outfit on my fridge for ages because we were obsessed with it. Those crazy glasses.
Crazy glasses.
Yeah.
And I panic when I can't see people's eyes because I like to see people's eyes.
Yeah.
It's like I've got this thing about people wearing sunglasses like indoors.
Yeah, it's weird.
And when they're having a full conversation but I cannot see your eyes.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. It really, really gets to me.
No, it is a weird thing because then you don't know where they're looking. Or if they're asleep.
Or if they're not even bothering to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could just be totally
bothered.
Looking over there, having a text or something.
Yeah.
And then once you got through there, you move in. You all got to live together.
Yes.
Who did you live with? Because that must have been quite weird, living with your, essentially competition.
Yeah, well, we live with, you know, the final acts.
So everyone in a house?
Everyone in the same house.
Was it a huge house or you all crammed
massive.
Into, like, three bedrooms?
It was the best house I've ever seen in my life.
Was it?
Yeah, me back from Malvern, living in my free bed.
Uh-huh.
Getting into this big whopping house.
A 42-bedroomed house.
It
with
was
Will
amazing.
I am round for
it had those, you know, the staircases that are either side. You just go up like
oh, like a
you
sweeping
know.
Staircase.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh. And how was it living with complete strangers who essentially you wanted to win over?
Very strange, you know, because everyone wants the same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And like young
right,
ones,
though.
Old ones.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Who did you share a room with?
I shared with Rebecca and Katie.
Okay. And was that fun with them?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
It's good job you didn't get, like, Wagner and Mary.
Oh, that would be... No, like, I love Mary.
I know, but like, you want to be with the young hip ones, skateboarding and stuff.
Yeah, but Mary's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. I like that about her. She's got this... You know when you can just sense something?
Uh-huh.
I'm very like that. I don't know why, but I can just get a mood off someone.
Yeah.
I'm talking as if I really know what I'm on about.
You're
about
like Mystic Meg.
Thing. I'm Mystic. Yeah, you know.
What mood are you getting from me, Cher? Read me.
Oh, it's very difficult.
Oh, thanks, Cher.
Don't mean that in a nasty
mixed
way.
Yeah,
agreed.
No, I don't mean it in a nasty way.
Okay, just weird. Just mixed.
Just a mixture.
Okay.
I can sense that you're a very happy person.
Okay.
And you take pride in your hair.
I well,
do
not
like
today.
No, I do,
do
like
it?
Your hair.
I literally what desperate for someone to cut it.
No,
could you,
no.
Can you do that?
No, don't cut it.
Just a little bit off the top.
No,
oh,
why?
This is over there.
Maybe you could do that during
do
the next
the
song
webcam.
Or something.
I couldn't do that. Oh, I'm useless for stuff like
just
that.
Just a little bit.
I cut my own fringe once. I tried to make a full fringe.
Mm-hmm. How
it
did that work
like
out?
It was more like a side fringe.
Oh, okay. Bit
yeah. wonk.
Like asymmetrical, bringing it back. So when you're in the house with all those people,
yep.
Who do you speak to still now from that?
Who do I speak
Can
to?
Can we go through it? Do you speak to FYD?
No.
Do you speak to One Direction?
Yeah, now and again.
Do you speak to Liam? Off of One Direction?
Not really.
Hmm. What about Louis?
Do you know, I bump into him at the offices. So
yeah.
You know, it's a bit... Sorry to ruin your whole thing.
I thought that you'd all be like best friends or like sharing houses still.
Really?
No.
No, come on, be realistic about it.
I know. I've got to go for a dinner tonight and One Direction are going.
That's cool.
I've heard. Are they nice?
They're very nice. Yeah. They're very sweet.
Yeah, I'm quite excited. Should I be excited about going for dinner with One Direction?
Yes, you should.
And 27.
Come on, think about it. All the girls out there that would literally die to have dinner with the boys.
Well, they can go because I can't be bothered. I'm joking.
That is awful.
You're going to get proper haters now.
You know I'm joking.
Haters.
Yeah. You know I'm joking, Becky.
That's it now.
I'm thrilled. I'm really excited.
Good. You
I met Harry Styles once and it was really exciting.
Really?
Yeah. What about Belle and Me? Do you see them?
No.
I think you should.
John Adelaide. Yeah, I'm going to go through the.
No.
Why?
This is very awkward for me.
I just want to see if you still see him. What about John Adelaide? Yeah.
Oh, sorry, what?
John Adelaide.
No, he's a very sweet guy, though.
Mary Byrne?
Yeah, text her.
Ah. Storm Lee.
Storm. I saw him in LA.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was recording.
How is
he? He's quite good. He's doing the thing with Glee, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, because he writes... He's got, like, a proper good job,
yeah. He's out there in LA with all these people. He's loving it, isn't he?
Yeah. What about Aidan Grimshaw?
No.
Oops, that was the funny buzzer, that, wasn't it? What about Matt Cardle?
No.
No. Where the hell is Matt Cardle? Shouldn't he have a song out?
He does, doesn't
oh,
he?
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, don't.
I don't know, does he?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Awkward, awkward.
But normally I'm on at night times.
Oh, right, okay.
What about Niccolò Festa?
Hey, you would have loved him.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. He
oh,
was
yeah.
hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Do you see him, though?
No.
What about Katie Wazel?
Text her.
Text her. Rebecca Ferguson?
No, but she sent me a lovely message on the Twitter.
So, a little bit. Yeah. Well, that's quite good. That's quite good odds.
It's quite good.
Did you have a favourite that you were like, oh, I love that? What about Wagner? Where's he gone?
Wagner, wow.
He's just been erased off the list.
Is he not on there?
He's not on the list.
Oh, dear.
He was on last year, wasn't he?
Of course. How can you forget Wagner?
We got that from, like, the official X Factor website. They're trying to erase him from history. let's talk about something a lot more exciting. The Teen Awards.
Yes.
You're going to be there.
I am going
to
be there.
I'm really looking forward to this year because last year we did it at Hammersmith Apollo, but this year it's going to be bigger, better. It's at Wembley.
Wicked.
I'm hosting it with Molly off of the Saturdays. You're playing.
Yes.
Rizzle Kicks are playing. Joe Jonas is playing. Ed Sheeran.
Woo.
One Direction. Jason Derulo and Pixie Lott.
That's wicked.
Massive lineup, isn't it?
I can't wait to see Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, I was going to say.
Sorry,
who are you ready to see?
Oh, wow.
Ready for Ed?
I'm ready. I think he's brilliant.
Mm. He's great. He's a good guy. I wonder what kind of performance Ed Sheeran will do. Do you think he'll just be like on his guitar? Do you think he'll break out some dancers?
I'd really like to see just on the guitar.
Just on the guitar.
Yeah.
What have you got planned? Because Wembley's a pretty...
I can't tell you that.
Yeah, no, that would be rubbish.
Just
if you were like,
it.
Well, first...
Well, first we're just going to have a set-up of 24 dancers.
Uh-huh.
And No.
And then the fireworks. Then I reveal. No, yeah, that would be rubbish.
I pop out of a box and stuff. And swing from the ceilings.
Yeah, don't ruin it. I quite like swinging from the ceiling, though.
Really?
Yeah. I might arrive on stage in a box. Like Jack in a box on a spring.
It'd be brilliant.
Be quite fun, wouldn't
it'd
it?
It'd be quite
good. Will you rehearse for that?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm just going to stroll up about 5 seconds before and go, all right, guys,
no, I know, I know you'll rehearse as in, like, going sound check, but will you, like, go and, like, do, like, dance routine and all that? No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the, you know, the type of... I don't know, maybe.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see, because if you need an extra dancer, right?
Really?
I could join in.
Wow, thank you.
Got some crazy moves, yeah.
Really?
Pretty great moves.
You'll have to show me after.
Wonderful moves. I will. I will.
Good.
If you want to join us, me and Cher, at the Teen Awards, listen to Vernon on Saturday from 10 a.m. He will give you all the details on how to get tickets, and you can come and see Cher Lloyd, Rizzle Kicks, Joe Jonas, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Pixie Lott, and Jason Derulo. Now, like you, Jason Derulo was on the BBC today talking about the Teen Awards. If you pop those headphones on, Cher, you'll be able to hear it. Jason Derulo went on BBC Breakfast this morning. Now, I imagine the average person who watches BBC Breakfast has no idea who Jason Derulo is.
No.
Like my mum has no idea.
My nan.
No idea.
No.
No idea who Jason Derulo is.
No.
Absolutely no idea. Oh, was he in your class? No, he wasn't in my class. So it seems the presenters too have no idea who Jason Derulo is or what's going on. Is it right to slag off other BBC shows? Yeah? Yeah. I think it's fine. I think it's fine. We're only jesting. So Jason Derulo went on BBC Breakfast this morning to talk about the Teen Awards.
And are you doing the Radio 1 Teen? Are you doing a tour somewhere?
The Teen Awards?
Teen Awards, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, performing at that as well. Yeah.
And who are you performing with?
By myself.
Just on your own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one's got any clue what's going on. Who's the presenter?
I think that's Sean.
Is that Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
wow.
Sean. Listen to Sean. So you're at BBC Teen?
Teen?
And then she tries and covers it up by like, yep, Teen Awards, yeah. I knew.
And are you doing the Radio 1 Teen? Are you doing a tour somewhere?
The Teen Awards?
Teen Awards, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, performing at that as well.
And who are you performing with?
By myself.
Just on your own?
Mm-hmm. On my own?
Just me?
Aww.
I think he thought, like, you know,
I know,
are you going to have backing dancers and all that?
Or like a collaboration with someone.
Yeah.
Not just the Teen Awards. Welcome, Wembley, to the Teen Awards. Here's Jason Derulo. That was Jason Derulo. See you next year.
I love that.
Just on his own. At the end of the interview, they fully admitted. We can mock them, I think, because listen to how they ended it.
Got through that, all right?
Yes, we did.
Fumbled our way through that. It's coming up to 9:05.
And love on the news. Yeah, that will do. I think that was all right. So fumbled our way through that. So Teen Awards, Bill and Sean, is happening on Sunday the 9th of October at Wembley. Listen to Vernon from 10 on Saturday to find out how you can join us at Wembley. It's going to be good.
I think so.
I hope so.
I hope so. Unless I do something really bad.
Don't do anything wrong. No, you'll be fine.
Trip over or...
You'll kill it. You're like the one of only two girls there. It's quite a boy, strong lineup.
Yeah.
Is there anyone there that you got an eye on?
No.
Set you up, no?
No.
No. Like, ooh, no.
Why do people do that?
What?
Why do people automatically do that? Like, is there anyone you fancy?
Because we want gossip.
Gossip? I ain't got no gossip.
We want to make the Star tomorrow. Because if you tell us, we'll like be front page on the Star. Yeah.
Oh, I heard something really funny on the way here.
What?
You know, you were saying you'd go and take a picture in One Direction to sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was that really tickled
me. Can we do that?
I thought it was hilarious. Do you know what? Lots of other people do it, don't they?
I'm going to do it tonight at dinner.
Hilarious.
Do you think I
absolutely
could?
Hilarious. Maybe we should make a tag team and we can do it together.
We could do it and then we could split the funds.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine me and you together.
Wow.
You're running into people at the record label all the time.
Exactly.
There's always people in Radio 1.
Yeah.
And then we'll compile our pounds together at the Teen Awards.
That's amazing.
It'll be amazing. We'll be millionaires by this time next year. The Scott Mills Daily. We're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Now, we played this last week, Becky, when you were sunning yourself. And what we did was we got two people on the phone and they played against each other. I don't know how it worked because you couldn't tell if they were wet or not. So I think we should play it with you.
What, just me?
I think just you. I'll just try and get you wet.
Why don't you want to... Oh. But you're just going to spit on me? Or am I going to spit on myself?
I think you should spit on yourself.
So I'll put my head up, look.
Oh, could we do that? Can we press play and we both try and contain the water in our mouths? Would that work?
Yeah.
What about getting Rob DeBank in to play?
Does he look like he'd appreciate anyone?
He's sat in the live lounge.
Does he look like the sort of man that likes to listen to rude clips and...
I don't know. Maybe he would, actually. Should I ask him?
You can go and ask him, because I don't want to have that conversation.
Okay, maybe we'll have Rob DeBank. Or who else is there? Tim Westwood?
No.
No?
No. Right, no. I'll be playing with myself after... Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be playing with yourself. Getting yourself wet. After my record of the week from Florence and the Machine. Becky, move around a little bit. Hey!
I'm all ready.
You're all ready.
Yeah.
You're protected.
Mm-hmm.
You look really sexy, actually. Becky's currently wearing a bin bag and a shower cap.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really... It's quite now.
It's hot.
It's quite now. You look like a dinner lady.
I can't believe you're not going to play.
Do you want me to play?
Mm.
But I'm worried I will look like... I won't be able to talk or love water.
Oh, yeah,
and
you're sat at the side with all the buttons, so... Okay, I'll let you off.
Okay, so Becky
just
is going to play...
Make sure they're not too funny.
Okay. Becky's going to play innuendo bingo. If you want to play along at home, feel free.
All you need is water.
All you need is water and a mouth. That's it. Put the water in your mouth and try and hold on to that water. We're going to play you some quite rude things. If they make you laugh, you will get wet. So that's the problem with innuendo bingo. If you are playing along, text in 81199. You can say hello and let us know how wet you are. Becky, have you got... Already gone. Already gone. Such an aggressive spit. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Don't touch the keyboards.
They're
dangerous.
Not rude clips. I've just got a...
Okay. They're not rude clips.
No.
It's not going to be like sort of all sexy
music.
Well,
I hope they're not. I don't know what you've got.
No, they're not going to be rude.
Okay.
It's just if you've got a little bit of a dirty mind, then they might make you laugh. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you've got too much water in. Anyway, let's do this. It's Becky playing... Innuendo Bingo! Okay, the first two are from Man U versus Chelsea on 5 Live. Great game, wasn't it, that one? Me neither. This was sent in by Bex from Bristol.
Nani gives it back to Valencia. Lots of red shirts ahead of Valencia. A 1-2 between Nani and Valencia. Ashley Cole doesn't get his tackle in.
Yeah.
Yeah, wet. What are you wearing on your bottoms?
I'm sat in a bin bag, and I've just got a little pool of water here now.
Let me have a look at you. Oh, it's a nice look. You look absolutely
You know, like nans in blankets.
Absolutely.
It's
but
like
if they're
going
to wet themselves. If there's anyone in management upstairs, come and have a look at Becky.
Mm.
She looks great. She looks really good. Also from that same match.
Mikel's coming on. Rooney's got the ball down the left. He's looking for Young, but Rooney didn't actually... give him a good pass, but Chelsea no clear. Rooney now with a floater.
That was impressive.
That's
that was like
one.
The Bellagio in
That's
Las Vegas, that. Rooney with a floater. How wet are you?
Quite.
Quite wet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All
have you got to go out after
fine,
this?
All the equipment's fine, though.
All the equipment is fine, engineers.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
I'm going to a glee party tonight, so, well, yeah.
You're not
going to
be all soggy for that. Yeah. Next up, this is from Harry and Tom. This is when I was in with Moyles last week talking about the Teen Awards. Have you got some water in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got Ando looking at you in a shower cap. Covered in plastic. Like, deadly serious face, like, trying not to laugh. We should stream this. Soaking wet face with a shower cap on.
Okay,
at
just play,
work.
Just play it.
As a producer.
Just play it.
Yeah, really stressful day, actually. Rushed off my feet, I was.
Come on, we got to do
okay,
the entertainment
news. Okay, put some water in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Harry and Tom when I was in with Moyles.
What time did you get to bed last night?
Three?
Yeah. What time do you normally get to bed during the
Normally
week?
Early. Well, normally quite late because I do my show till midnight, so
yeah.
I can never sleep till about two, half two. But I've been doing Scott all week, so I've been to bed early every single night.
I have been doing Scott all week. What's funny about that?
Oh, man, I'm drenched.
I've just seen what the next one is. This one's amazing. This is from the Alan Titchmarsh Show. This is from the Alan Titchmarsh Show on ITV. Already funny. This was sent in by Lorna from Birmingham. Becky, water in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to laugh at this. Oh, God.
Stop laughing.
Sorry, I can't stop it. Okay. Hey, here we go. Everyone be serious. Try not to laugh. Okay, you're in an exam. You've got to be serious. That's not funny.
When you tell not to laugh at an exam, mate, you always laugh.
I'll try not to. I can't stop. Okay. Okay. Try not to laugh at this next clip.
This is called Macrocarpa, Cupressus Macrocarpa. Salt tolerant, slows the wind down. You can see how that's buffeting, and yet down here, it's quite calm. And if you'll pardon me being personal, if what you've got is a windy back passage like this one, you can tell from the state of his hair.
Alan's windy back passage.
And properly
are you done?
Yeah.
Do you want one more?
Okay.
There's one more.
I'll put all the water I've got left in the world.
Yeah, go and do all the water. Pound it. This is from Tour of Britain highlights on ITV4, sent in by Catherine from Barnsley.
How strong did he look?
He looked very strong. I mean, he's in a privileged position. He has a gap, and he's now defending it, so he doesn't have to expose himself.
Not funny, was it?
I hate you.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.